To the sides? Great. I've been trying for some time to think of something coherent to say about Albanian literature and its current states. I'm not sure if I have succeeded. It's somehow not a coherent subject. Some of you may know something about Albanian literature, but I suspect that there are many here, even from the neighboring countries, who do not know anything about it. So let me start with a brief overview of the historical development of creative writing in Albanian. There has been writing in Albanian for about five centuries. The first Albanian language book, a Catholic missal of John Buzuku, dates from 1555. However, writing in Albanian remained sporadic until the 20th century. The nationalist movement, which had advanced Albanian national identity and promoted the use of the Albanian language, arose in the late 19th century, while the country was still an integral part of the Ottoman Empire. The main reasons for the lack of much literature in this period, or the main reason, was the Ottoman ban on writing and education in Albanian. While the Christian peoples of the Balkans, the Bulgarians, the Greeks, the Serbs, had gained much cultural autonomy within the empire and had schools and publications in their own languages, the Albanians, who were Muslims in their majority, were considered by the Sublime Porte to be Turks and did not have the same freedom. The aristocratic publicist Ekrem Bey Vlora reported on a house search in April 1903, and I quote, "The result was meager. One postcard written in Albanian was found in a lady's dress. This earth-shattering discovery led to the banishment and incarceration of 80 notables in the Vlora region. The prison in Vlora is said to be full of offenders having possessed writing in Albanian. Some 500 people are crammed into this narrow, windowless room with no flooring. Most of them were supporters of the so-called national idea and were thus guilty of high treason. The judge, an Albanian himself, told me in the presence of several Turkish officers, 'Yes, we do have some murderers and thieves among them, but they are of less importance. Our attention is concentrated more on offenders found in possession of papers written in Albanian.'" End of quote. So there was very little writing and publishing and little education in Albanian until after independence in 1912, and in particular until the country's consolidation after the Congress of Ljubljana in 1920. From that time onwards, however, things evolved swiftly. Albanian became the language of the administration, of schools, of publishing, and of creative writing throughout the country. I'm referring, of course, to the Albanians living within the borders of the new state. Kosovo, which was invaded and conquered by Serbian forces in 1912 against the will of the population, went from the forced usage of Turkish to the forced usage of Serbian. Their creative literature in Albanian only began in the 1960s. Albanian literature flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Indeed, I've called the 1930s the golden age of Albanian literature. Among the classic writers of the period, many of whom were from Shkodra in the north, were the Franciscan priest Gjergj Fishta, author of the 15,000-line national epic, The Highland Lute, the prose writer and public figure Ernest Kolici, the poet and prose writer Mijeni, who broke down the barriers of romantic nationalism in Albanian, but who died at an early age, and Lazgush Poradeci, the sublime bard of Lake Ohrid. Numerous literary periodicals of high quality came to make their appearance too, better than any literary periodicals published since that time, even to the present day. Then came the apocalypse. The communist takeover of Albania in 1944 and the radical destruction of what was regarded as bourgeois culture. Many writers and publishers were arrested and imprisoned, interned or executed. Many fled abroad to Italy, and a few remained in the country and tried to come to terms with the ruthless and brutal regime that was to hold sway for the next half a century. Albanian literature was wiped out and had to begin from scratch, draped in the new clothing of socialist realism. No literature worth mentioning was produced again in Albania until the 1960s. It was only then that a few leading authors, like Fatos Arapi, Dritro Agoli, and Ismail Kadare, created works that went beyond the usual partisan drivel that the Albanian public was so tired of. They were extremely cautious, but they managed to push the boundaries a little and to produce and publish works of more or less acceptable literary quality. Albanian literature continued to evolve in the 1970s and 80s, though in a socialist realism corset, and with much censorship and self-censorship. Creative literature also flourished in Kosovo for the first time in this period. With the founding in 1970 of the University of Pristina as an Albanian language institution of higher learning, and with the Yugoslav Constitution of 1974 that gave the people of Kosovo a large degree of self-determination, literature and publishing evolved as never before. It was a different literature, not always of high quality, but without the severe ideological constraints of publishing in Albania itself. What should not be forgotten in this connection is that there was very little cultural exchange between Albania and Kosovo until the mid-1990s. Very few books published in Kosovo got into Albania, and very few books published in Albania got into Kosovo. So essentially, there were two different Albanian literatures. The border between the two countries was tightly sealed by the two regimes, and very few writers had contacts with their counterparts on the other side, over the mountains, as I said at the time. Indeed, the Serbian occupation authorities continued to impose a special exit visa for Kosovo Albanians long after communism had collapsed in both countries. This visa for Kosovo Albanians traveling to Albania was usually denied, and those who ignored it were punished. I remember a professor of modern literature at the University of Pristina being sentenced to prison in Kosovo in 1993 for attending a literature conference in Tirana that I took part in. What can be said of literature after the fall of communism in Albania in 1989-1990? The dictatorship essentially imploded, and communism was replaced by a market economy, the Wild West. There was no more political censorship, but there were no more quality controls in publishing. Private publishing companies arose very quickly, some of them funded by dubious sources, and anyone who had money or influence could publish whatever he or she wished. By the mid-1990s, huge numbers of books were being published and sold in real bookstores, not on overturned boxes in the street. However, as there has never been a tradition of reliable literary criticism in the country, Albanian readers, though delighted by the number of books available, were disoriented by what they found on the market. Accordingly, it is easy to understand that for the last 25 years, readers have largely turned away from their own authors and devoted their free time to translations of Western literature. Indeed, few works of Albanian literature, with the notable exception of Ismail Kadare, ever sold more than 100 copies. It is often said that Albania is a country with more writers than readers. And this is a particularly frustrating situation for young creative talents. In Kosovo, literature largely subsided in the second half of the 1990s. Radio and television were closed down by the Serbian authorities, as were the university and Albanian language schools. No newspapers were allowed, with the curious exception of a newspaper called Bujku, the Farmer, which somehow got through the censors. On the other hand, there was no more active censorship of creative literature, as the authorities in Belgrade probably didn't care what the Albanians were writing and reading. Many writers fled abroad so as not to become targets of Serbian revenge, but many also left out of pure economic necessity. They had been deprived of their livelihood and had no choice but to emigrate to Switzerland, Germany, or even Albania. What is the situation of Albanian literature in the last 10 to 15 years? It is actually difficult to say anything coherent about the currents of Albanian writing themselves. They are certainly a reflection of Albanian society and the many problems it faces in Albania and in Kosovo. This society is now diverse and chaotic, as is its literature. And I'm not really sure that I can comment on it in any way at all. As to production in quantity, about 3,000 books are now published in Albania every year. And of these, 750 can be considered works of Albanian literature, approximately half of which are volumes of poetry. For 2015, for instance, we have 755 works of Albanian literature comprising 349 volumes of poetry, 140 novels, 70 volumes of short stories, 17 volumes of essays, 45 volumes of children's literature, and 10 volumes of folk literature, folk tales. In the same year, 635 works of foreign literature were translated into Albanian, so about half and half. The statistics for 2014 and 2013 are very similar. It can thus be seen that poetry remains predominant, just as it was under the communist dictatorship. Nothing has changed in this respect, except that a much larger proportion of the poets and prose writers are now female. Indeed, women writers are now among the best in the country, which was certainly not the case 20 years ago. Positive is the fact that there are more books being published in Albanian than ever before, and that the Albanian people have unprecedented access to uncensored information. Secondly, and almost as important in my view, there are no more impediments to cultural exchange between Albania and Kosovo. Books, writers, and publishers are free to come and go as they will. The two Albanian peoples, if I might call them that, are swiftly becoming one nation with a common identity and with a common literary culture. Thank you very much.